At this major meeting, international experts are discussing a global threat, a disease that will affect vast numbers of families all over the world. Rich and poor nations are at risk, and the only certainty is that many millions will be affected. The disease, though, isn't infectious. It's not AIDS, it's not malaria, it's not bird flu. It's Alzheimer's. 100 years ago, the German doctor Alois Alzheimer made the first discovery of an unusual brain disease that caused memory loss, disorientation, hallucinations, and ultimately the death of the patient. Today, Alzheimer's disease is a ticking time bomb for the world's population, with a new case arising every 7 seconds. But this alarming increase in cases has only recently been acknowledged. Professor Martin Prince from the Institute of Psychiatry at King's College in London analysed the current global figures.
The thing that we can be clear about is that there's going to be a very large increase in the numbers of people worldwide. Over the next 20 years, we think that the numbers are going to double from about 23 million now to 45 million or thereabouts by 2020. Then the numbers are going to double again in the next 20 years through to about 80 million by 2040.
Medical advances mean that we live longer. We're surviving infections that in the past would have killed us. But this extended lifespan is bringing new problems, diseases of old age. And contrary to popular belief, it's poorer nations who are going to face the greatest burden. At this conference, data from 8 developing countries, China, India, Cuba, Brazil, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, Peru, Argentina and Venezuela is being discussed. Dr. Daisy Acosta from the Pedro Henriquez Urenza National University in Santo Domingo told me why they've called themselves the 1066 Dementia Group.
10% of the research on dementia is done in developing countries, where 66% of the people with dementia live. So we, as a group, are trying to readdress that imbalance, making better, good research in the developing world, where most people with dementia live. You see, when you do most tests that are developed to diagnose dementia, is for people who know how to read and write. And most of our people are illiterate people, so if you give them one of those tests, they might test as if they were demented, and they might not be demented, just low education.
Exact numbers simply aren't known in many countries, but the data that is available shows the disease is a huge and growing problem.
I think we're talking about an exponential increase as we go along. I mean, it's been estimated that by 2020, for example, we might have as many as 3 million people with dementia in India.
In China, more and more people understand that dementia should be paid more attention. People aged 60 and older will become near 10% of the population. Among this part of population, about 1 to 5% of the people will suffer from dementia.
Not much work has, scientific work, I mean, has been done in Nigeria. The latest Lancet review, given estimates, puts it to about 800,000. The figure could be a lot higher for all we know.
Soaring numbers of dementia cases all over the world have a major impact on society. Care for people with dementia and training for those who will be looking after them will be expensive. Dr. Aquiles Salas from the Central University of Caracas in Venezuela says that Venezuela, like other Latin American countries, is not prepared for this. So far, volunteers have been taking the strain.
The Alzheimer's Association in my country used to give some support for caregivers. And this is the only way we have found in Venezuela to educate the caregiver. They need support. They need money support. They need government support.
Many governments do have policies specifically aimed at helping the elderly, but formal policies for dementia care are few and far between. In China, a 10-year plan for mental health has been implemented. Its main aim is to educate older people about dementia and help those with no family support or pensions. Other countries seem just to pretend to have effective policies in place. Dr. Richard Uwakwa from Nnamdi Azikiwe University in Anambra State in Nigeria.
There is a policy for aging and health in Nigeria, but unfortunately our policies, shall I say, just on papers, they rarely work. There is really no government intervention specifically on this line, no.
Nigeria's National Policy on Aging and Health was established in 2003, but it hasn't addressed some major obstacles. Nigeria hasn't trained enough specialists. Richard Uwakwa is one of only 77 trained psychiatrists in Nigeria, which has a population of about 120 million people. Teaching doctors and nurses to care for the elderly is a priority. There is presently no geriatric specialism in the country. Problems like this are seen elsewhere too. And while some nations pretend to have a policy, others deliberately don't make one. Aquiles Salas says the Venezuelan authorities are ignoring dementia.
Venezuela is now reaching big numbers in all population. Now we can talk about 7% of the total population is 65 years and older. It means right now we have almost 1.5 million person over that age. We are just breaking the idea that we are just a young population. This is our government making policies only addressed to the young population.
There are not many specific instances of help that the government is actually doing. At the moment, what we have is that we do have a national policy for older persons. We do have a National Disability Act.
Professor Krishnamurti from the Institute of Neurological Science in Chennai, India, describing a way of avoiding tackling Alzheimer's disease head-on and instead calling it something else.
You can register a person who's with dementia as disabled with some difficulty. You can get concessions, tax concessions and other such concessions, and they do give a small disability pension. But apart from that, the formal caregiving systems don't exist. We don't have enough psychiatrists or neurologists. We have 3,000 psychiatrists and 1,000 neurologists for a population of 1 billion.
Professor Krishnamurti says we can still prepare for the fight against Alzheimer's ahead if we read the warning signs now.
So what we need is a concerted plan. And the concerted plan by default has, apart from the government healthcare system or private healthcare providers, and the third sector in India, which is very powerful, which is the non-governmental organization sector. Apart from all this, that should involve families, because families are going to be a very big source of strength for caregiving for dementia.
In the absence of government action, then the burden will fall even harder on those people who will be the most affected anyway. On tomorrow's programme, I'll be asking how we can cope as societies, as governments, and as families.